This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello there, I'm Virginia Chow with this ABC 10 News update. Today, Mayor Todd Gloria outlining his plan to combat homelessness and help San Diegans living on the streets get into permanent housing. This is one of the critical pieces of his budget, which he announced last week, which sets aside $10 million for homeless services. More than $1 million would go to substance abuse programs and $6 million to additional shelter beds. Any more money would go toward the PATH outreach program, workforce training, more case manager staffing, and a new department for homelessness strategies and solutions. Today, MTS announcing a joint settlement with the family of a man who died after getting into a scuffle with railroad security. An MTS code compliance inspector and a transit security guard took 24-year-old Angel Zapata Hernandez into custody for acting erratically back in 2019 at the Santa Fe Depot. He went into distress and later died. Today, the agency talked about some policy changes since the young man's death, and that includes de-escalation, training, and new procedures. His mother was also there to talk about the settlement. MTS is releasing video of that arrest today. A group of North County parents and students demanding answers from their school districts as they push for a return to full-time in-person learning. Today, a group of parents and their children held signs in front of the San Marcos Unified School District building to protest what they're calling a lack of movement to bring students back. Last week, a judge declined to force either the San Marcos or Oceanside school districts to offer full-time in-person learning, saying each district has the discretion to design their own reopening plans and timelines. Let's get our timeline for the weather the rest of today, this warm Monday, Megan.
Definitely a warm one today, just as warm as yesterday. Some areas actually even a little bit warmer. Highs anywhere from 10 to 15 degrees above normal for most of the county, while the deserts are about 5 to 10 degrees above normal. Mid-70s to low 80s along our coast, mid-80s to low 90s inland, 70s in the mountains with 90s in the deserts. Temperatures drop back near normal tomorrow, and then even cooler Wednesday and Thursday with thicker marine layer clouds bringing a chance for some drizzle to a few light showers Tuesday night into Wednesday, and then again Wednesday night into Thursday. We'll see stubborn clouds linger into the afternoons Wednesday and Thursday, but faster clearing and warmer weather in time, just in time for the weekend. Virginia?
Good timing. Thank you so much, Megan. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, just go to 10news.com, or you can download our free app from your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Virginia Chaw.